This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, your attention please, for the continuation of conversation amongst people that you know and like and trust. Jennifer Horn, who's more trustworthy than her? Or Victoria Keelan, who's more trustworthy than her? And Kara Schillen, for heaven's sakes, all the trust in the world is on your shoulders, ladies. Are you ready for the task?
Yes.
Bring it on. Yes, please.
Around the nation and around the world, it seems that there has some lawyers come up with an extension of the Me Too movement, because Guantanamo detainees say that the searches, their groin searches, are sexual harassment.
Sorry, I will continue to laugh at these people.
They've accused the guard force, the prisoners, have a prisoners' union, and they have now a complaint lodged against the guards, sexual harassment for conducting groin searches.
They're allowed to have a union, the prisoners?
Yes, and it's led by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the mastermind of September 11th, as you remember, said in broken English before a war court session, quote, "We will be under sexual harassment today for being in here. We're being searched before we're being brought in here." I'm sure my English doesn't sound like his. There are other alleged co-conspirators who said the same thing about what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said, the sexual harassment. One of the deputies who was there, one of the priests in charge of the attacks, has called the search procedure a sexual harassment. Wow. Man being held in Gitmo. And, of course, whatever goes down there, nobody knows anything about. Isn't that where was the waterboarding? Was that down in Gitmo?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. So, are we worried about this? Does it seem funny? It seems amusing. What are these guys doing? They've been down there for all this time. What are they?
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the interesting thing about this. They're given limited access to satellite news networks. What's been the number one headline for the last few months now?
Me too.
So they're literally trying to claim that they're having a Me Too moment as well.
Right.
So this is, I give them credit for creativity.
Imagination, yeah, right.
But this is laughable.
Right. Well, but under the law, Victoria, groin searches were banned a couple of years ago. But according to the Supreme Court, allowing physical groin searches to continue. Most of the commanders at Gitmo use wands to search the groin area, but there are a few holdouts that still stick their hands in the.
There's so many good jokes here. I just want you to know I'm holding back to be polite.
No, don't hold back.
Oh, no, this is...
Let's go.
Unleash them. Go for it.
I've done a few groin searches with a wand before in my life. this is just unbelievable. This is where we are right now, where you've got a bunch of Gitmo people who have access to TV somehow putting themselves as part of the Me Too Times. And next thing you know, they're going to be wearing their Time's Up buttons in their cells. Gosh.
All right, so the Russians...
But doesn't this kind of beg the question, why are they allowed to watch TV?
I know! It's Gitmo, for crying out loud.
Why should they be allowed to watch TV? The whole system, whether it be with these guys or our prison system in general, it's not aimed at doing anything except incarcerating people. It doesn't help them. They aren't better off when they come out. What do they do with their time? Why aren't they working? And whatever they're achieving by working.
Well, I don't know that we want these guys working.
I don't think it get most.
Well, I'm not talking about these guys, but
the release
of the
population.
No,
part of the problem. I, there is always this debate. Obama, when he was president, took a lot of people out of Gitmo and either let them go or tried to put them into general population prisons in the country. To me, the people that end up or find themselves in Gitmo, don't you think it's like military tribunal time? That's kind of what happens.
Why is it taking so long for them to? Why are they still there? They haven't been there.
They're still in pretrial hearings from 2012. Yeah. Like, what the heck is going on down there?
Well, you got to wonder about that. But my comment was aimed at the broader circumstance that we find ourselves in having so many prisons and having so many people in prison that ought not to be in prison, and the real guys who are hardened criminals aren't staying long enough, and the people who ought not to be in there at all are in there. It's a crazy, cockamamie, stupid system.
Speaking of, ready for the latest from California? Speaking
yes,
of cockamamie, it's stupid.
Yeah.
So, it's very difficult in California to, it's not difficult, but you have to jump through some hoops if you want to own a gun. In California, there's lots of legislation surrounding how you purchase ammunition and the types of checks that you go through. And so that's fine. As a resident of California, that's what you are going to expect. Well, Jerry Brown yesterday, who's a big advocate for taking guns off the streets and not allowing people to really fully exercise their Second Amendment rights, signed a law that says people who do, like, let's say, armed robbery, or they attack you and they have a gun in their hand, there used to be an extra penalty for those people if they used a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took that out yesterday. Really? So now there's no extra penalty if you commit a crime using a gun or a firearm.
For what reason? Did he explain his reasoning?
Prison population.
Other than the obvious, yeah.
Prison overcrowding, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, but that's the way the state, that's why there's so many people who seem to say in the other parts of the country, it would be good if California sort of went off on its own as a country in itself.
Just kind of cracked off and floated out into the Pacific.
Yeah, floated out. The state of California is the seventh largest economy in the world, so it could sustain itself. So just
But would it really be able to, though, without the rest of us?
Nah, it would be too complicated,
no,
but it's a nice
if we were,
thought.
The thought is to there's always been seceding, and this idea of succession away from the country has resurfaced again once Trump won the presidency, so it's been, it might even be on the ballot when we vote this year in 2018. If that happens, I will move. I'll have to.
Well, you know what, under the circumstances, let's think about this for just a second. The way elections are conducted in California, and I don't know that it's like this in any other state in the country, there's no more Republican Democrat. The state legislature, to ensure that the state would be Democratic forever, or run by Democrats forever, there was a law that was passed, was it last year or the year before?
No, Prop 14 back in 2010.
Has it been that long? Okay, mm-hmm. Which basically requires the two top vote-getters to run off in the final election. So whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there aren't two parties. It's just whoever the top two members of
ranked
the
choice
whatever.
Voting, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so that in this state means there will never be a Republican elected to do anything again.
And the person one of the people, there were two, but the one that was most advocating for this was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so it's very funny because over the last several days, Arnold Schwarzenegger has coupled himself with a guy named Chad Mays. And I don't expect you guys to know that guy because he's a local California legislator. He was in the Assembly. He was the Assembly Minority Leader. But he stood with all the Democrats and like two Republicans and voted for cap and trade, which is a really, it was very controversial. And Republicans and most independents in the state of California hated it because it's going to result in more taxes. And so Chad Mays became this like piranha in politics, right? He didn't want to be, no one wants to be associated with him. He lost his leadership as the minority leader. And so now he and Arnold Schwarzenegger have decided to couple together to, in California, create a more moderate version of the Republican Party, and that he wants that message to carry throughout the country, that they want to have this new faction of a kinder, gentler Republican Party. And I thought, boy, you two are like the least popular Republicans in the state of California ever. You thinking anybody's going to buy into this? But maybe the rest of the country will. Who knows?
Speaking of politics, this is a fellow that was a news anchor. Remember him, Chris Hurst? Whose girlfriend was also a news reporter that was killed live on TV.
This
was sworn in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yesterday, he ran for the 12th district seat in Virginia's House. This happened a couple of years ago with his girlfriend, right?
Yes, it was a, well,
yeah, the girlfriend
was that long ago, because I feel like I was on the show with you guys when it happened.
It was like a year.
Yeah.
Or something like that ago. Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, because we're not that far from it. This is, Rich actually made it so that the office is locked, like, all the time unless you have a key card, because he was worried, and you can't get up to our floor unless you have a key card because of things like this. You know, you have people who are crazy, who are listeners or something like that, and you don't want them to be able to get in case they make a crazy mm-hmm. decision like that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, he ran. I don't think he ran on a platform of, like, gun control reform.
That was a big issue for him, though,
But it is a big issue on his platform. So it was very cool that, you know, something could happen like this in someone's life, and then they make a decision that, hey, I want to make a change because this is an issue. Mm-hmm. And then he won, so good for him.
He said his main focus would be health care and education, not gun control. But he did say, quote, every single idea that could possibly address and reduce the number of people dying from gun homicides and suicides, accidental firing deaths, that sort of thing, I think that stuff is on the table. So yeah, there's a focus on that. Anyway, what a shame, though.
I may not agree with him as far as the gun rights stuff goes, but you know what? I think that something like this should be commended. More of us should be doing stuff like this and getting politically active.
Getting involved.
Yeah, when we're pushed into it. So yep. Good for him.
Yeah. All right, speaking of getting involved, how many of you are thinking of getting involved in this tour to Hawaii that's scheduled for this March? I'm going, bringing a lot of you along. Join, come on along and listen to, I'll sing. Will that be a draw, you think, if I sing every night at dinner?
Maybe lure people in first, and then when they're trapped, then you can sing.
Do the old bait and switch on them then, yeah.
A 13-day guided tour with Your Man Tours. So all of the big islands, all of the smaller islands, everything that you could possibly imagine doing that you might have heretofore done in two or three trips to Hawaii, all done in one big trip around all the islands. And it's for $1,999 a person. Enjoy all of the luxury, all of the fun. Visit Hawaii with me. There's online at djvshow.com and all of the websites that are connected to me and my programs. There's a banner at the bottom, and there are a couple of ads. And one of them has a picture of me and the YMT logo, and it explains how to explore Hawaii with me and other listeners. This is an escorted tour. The experience will be something that you'll never, ever, ever forget. I can guarantee you that. And there's such peace of mind because these people are so good at it. When you look at the brochure, which you can get pretty easily, looking at what's going on, we'll have a day at Pearl Harbor, for example, the islands and the map and seeing where we're going to go and hop around back and forth between the islands. This is going to be, I'm really looking forward to this. So visit all of the things that you ever wanted. If you've never been to Hawaii before, what a great experience this is going to be. And it's so easy for you to get the information. As I said, you can go to the website, DJB Show, and get the banner ad, or just call 877-900-4574. Let me repeat that number. Some people say, oh, you give it too fast. Come on. It's 877-900-4574. It would be wonderful if you and a person that's close to you would come to Hawaii with me in March. 877-900-4574. So whether you're a fan of the program, you really like my company, or you just want to go, you can ignore me and have fun on the tour. Free trip brochure at 877-900-4574.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
My favorite. Sean Paul. I've been wondering where he's been. Universal Studios announces their Mardi Gras celebrations for this year, bringing the spirit of New Orleans over to Florida, kicking off the annual Mardi Gras celebration. This is good and not so good. I suppose we're fast and furiously moving, trying to, even after the 2 or 3 weeks we've had of horrible weather in much of the country, let's think about spring. And doesn't, it's like the baseball season, the Mardi Gras, as we get into Lent, and that season brings us to Easter. It's kind of nice to be thinking about it. So this event starts on the 3rd of February and goes through the 7th of April. Parades, costumes, street performers, tons of colorful beads, that sort of thing, at Universal in Florida. As for the
let's
music,
hope you don't have to do the traditional things to
kind of get
those
them.
Beads. Yeah, this is a family event.
That's a family.
That's right.
All right, no groin searches there either. So Universal pulled out all the Bing guns. This is let's see, a list of the participants. Fifth Harmony, Macklemore, Beach Boys are performing. Kelsey Ballerini. Let's see who's on this list here. Andy Grammer, Philip Phillips, who was a winner on American Idol, right?
Phil.
Did he go by Phil? Because there's an old singer called Phil Phillips. He's making
sure. I think
he
goes by Philip Phillips.
Phillips,
which is,
yeah.
Why do you name your kid that?
Like, right. It's like Doug
You're
Douglas.
Setting him up to be like a car salesman or a real estate agent.
Right. Yeah.
Or a winner of American Idol.
Dave Davidson. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Fred Fredonia. Fifth Harmony. All right, so what do we think about this, ladies? It's a big deal. I've never gotten into Mardi Gras because it's nothing but a big drunken hoo-ha, as far as I can see.
I would guess it's not your bag, but yeah.
No. Well, thank you for acknowledging that.
To me, though, I guess if you've got the family thing happening, I get it. But just go to real Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to New Orleans and see it there.
Right.
Lord.
But if you do have the family, this is a much safer environment,
yes.
I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to still celebrate and take the kids, well, there you go.
All right, so we're moving into a number of different things here. Music is our focus in this portion of every hour. So let's think about Camila Cabello. What a great name. Camila Cabello. spent some weeks topping the charts. A new and famous fan on a new Apple Music podcast. Elton John gave a nod to her. She was in Fifth Harmony, for those of you who don't remember. Elton said, quote, "I just think that she's going to have an amazing year because she's so much fun. She's got a great voice and she has a great attitude." So what do you ladies know about Camila Cabello?
Well, I know that her last name is pronounced Cabello, but
it is?
We'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Is she Cuban?
Yeah, well, I think at least her grandmother is Cuban. I think she's Cuban and Mexican.
Yeah.
Which would explain why your song is called Havana.
Right. This she song was you can't tweeting, get away from right now.
Wait. Oh, my God, Elton John knows my name? Elton said that if he were to meet, how do you pronounce your name? Cabello?
Cabello.
He would tell her, "You make me happy, your records make me smile. There's a vibrancy in her," he wrote. "Makes me feel good, makes me want to get up and dance."
I don't think Elton John dances much, does he?
He kind of waves his arms around. I saw him live.
He might do a little hip wiggle.
Right.
Does he? All right, the boss is in the music news today offering tickets to his Broadway show in a charity contest. One fan will be able to meet him and see one of his sold-out shows on Broadway as part of the charity contest to benefit the Bob Woodruff Family Foundation. Runs through, what is Omaze?
It's a charity online site that handles these types of contests, yeah.
$10 minimum donation, guaranteeing fans a certain number of chances to win, with $10 equaling 100 entries, 25 equaling 250 entries, so it just ups the ante.
Right.
Apparently. So, good for him, he's helping out.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The hour now. How do you do? Hi. Hope things are well with you. They are with us. And when I say us, I mean Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug all together here. You know, I find it interesting to see how many people are still interested in what went on last year. Let's see if we can round this out or somehow or other put last year out of its misery by recognizing a couple of things that are of interest and importance. The number of people who are still focused, they want to talk about global warming. Last year was the third hottest year on record, but remember the records only go back to the 1880s and how silly it is. Other than when you look at the cost of the hurricanes and the wildfires, I think this is interesting in terms of making it a costly disaster year, because as taxpayers, we have to foot the bill for all of this. So the most expensive for one of them, in terms of disasters, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, The 16 weather and climate disasters cost the taxpayers $306 billion.
Wow, crazy.
Hurricane Harvey dumping all that rain in Houston, the wildfires here in California, the tornadoes in the Midwest. Each disaster exceeded $1 billion in damage. One of the researchers said climate change is amplifying the frequency and intensity of certain types of extreme weather. So when I look at that, I think, because if you've listened to me for any length of time at all, you know what my feeling is, my theory on global warming. It's not either the extreme left or the extreme right. It is a factor, but it isn't the cause. So when you get down to brass tacks and you listen to some of these people that work for the government saying, basically focusing on climate change and saying that that's the problem, I kind of resist or almost resent that, because I don't want somebody who's getting paid by me to be an advocate. I want to know what the facts are, and the facts simply don't sustain blaming all of this on of the global condition, the weather changing. They just, the facts don't, you know, you can have emotion tied around that. That's okay. Emotion is one thing.
But actually the facts, though, one of my best friends is a climate scientist at Columbia University, and the facts do point to that, and he's not paid by the government. So I think it just depends on who's giving you the facts.
Well,
it's one time I'll
just made my argument
Conway,
because the facts for one person are not necessarily the facts for another.
But I say facts and turn in like big sarcastic air quotes when it depends on whatever the special interest is, who's saying what. You can manipulate data to say anything, and we all know that. We've seen that in numerous different topics, subjects, polls, whatever it is. People want to believe what they want to believe at the end of the day.
Thank you. There it is. Ding, 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 ding.
So if you want to be
ding,
a climate denier, you're going to be a climate denier. And, you know, and no one's going to convince you otherwise. There's
tons
of science there.
And if you
want to
blame all on human...
Right. And I don't think that that's fair either. But
it's not.
Right. But, you know, just people are not going to be swayed on this issue. This, to me, has now become such a hotbed
issue.
Like
a religion.
It is. It's like religion, abortion, guns, whatever, climate change.
And forget more than a religion, it's a business. Think about how many people are capitalizing on the threat that global warming is a human condition. Just think about that. This is a huge business, maybe the biggest business out there right now, the fastest growing business with electric cars and all of these kinds of things. Sure.
That's good for innovation. It's good for business. It's okay.
Yes.
Business of powering your lights, electricity that comes from the sun or the wind, that's very productive.
And that creates jobs, too.
Yeah, it does.
So all
and
of that
not
going to
put ExxonMobil out of business. Come on, don't be, or the people who dig the coal out of the ground. There's always going to be a, there's going to be there's a customer for all of this stuff, one way or another. All right, so let's, one more thing about last year before we rip it up and throw it away. Last year, we as a country spent $3.4 trillion on health care, the most of any developed country. Yet when you look at the stats for the past 50 years or so, our country has had the highest child mortality rate.
That's shocking.
More than any other wealthy nation. And why?
And we're starting to die sooner again. Our what do they call it? Your mortality rate is falling.
Yeah, it is. I'm just looking at child mortality rate, and I wonder out loud whether white children, black children, does it make a difference?
Unfortunately, it does. This is affecting minorities more than Caucasians.
Yeah, and that's poverty.
Yeah.
So why is it? Am I being naive when I think about these sorts of things? It's okay if you want to spend the money to have something better, but shouldn't we all be able to? I guess this gets back into the whole business of right versus
right versus wrong.
No. Well, yeah, that's true. But whether you have the right to have this kind of coverage or whether it's a privilege, the privilege of having health care or the right to have it. And this becomes a very deep, very solid discussion between people and
well, because I think it also goes into for people. So, do you think healthcare is a right? Okay, that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to be forced to have healthcare? And that's another discussion. And there's a lot of gray area when it comes to healthcare. And if people want the government to dictate to them what type of healthcare plans, or if they want to be able to choose their own,
no.
Or if they want to be guaranteed, there's so many different little strings to this debate. And I think a lot of people just think, well, it should be easier. The government should just give it to you. But there's so many different things at play here. It's a really complicated subject and one that's so personal because it's your life. It's your health. It's your doctor. It's whatever
and
else.
Apparently, right. And in these cases, poverty is the direct link to these babies dying. We should not, in 2017, in America, as wonderful as America is, this should not be happening.
Yeah.
But yet, it is still happening because the people, and this is where, you know, this where there is a class system in America. Because things like this, if this was happening to wealthy white people, it would be solved. It would be a resolved issue. And it's just, this is the kind of stuff that, unfortunately, we just don't pay that much attention to. If
well,
it's not right next to us, it,
why do you say wealthy
attention.
White people? What about wealthy black people? Because there are wealthy black people, so don't they get the same kind of care? It's not just whites.
Well, what I mean is, I think wealthy white people would be mobilizing into and changing policy very
this
quickly.
This is definitely more about a class. This is definitely more about a class, I think, than a race. At this point, I think it's easy to kind of to bulk people in by race, but really it comes with money making opportunity and that sort of thing. I would just say, for so many people, politics has played its way into healthcare now, and so you're either for something or you're against something, and it's the same old story about divided politics. Democrats, Republicans, and I'm not going to budge, and blah, whatever it is.
Yeah, and you wonder why.
Why are we not getting together? I mean, for me, yeah. Look, if I were running for president, I would say this is not about Republican, this is not about Democratic universal health care. This is not about Republicans trying to block that and give choice instead of mandatory health care. This is about reforming the health care system. It's about making it so that insurance is affordable for everybody, so people can actually choose to buy the plans that they want to buy. This is not about government subsidies. It's about a revamp of the system. There are so many people in the healthcare industry making tons of money because they're charging $75 for a Tylenol, and because so many people have chosen it. And part of it, it's not even all their fault because they're getting sued. There's tort reform to think about. There are so many elements to this where you could actually encourage capitalism to work here, where you give people choices across state lines, where you give people more choice to develop competition so that healthcare actually becomes affordable for everybody, and you take the politics out of it. This should not be an issue that's political. It
back
just absolutely
right
should not be
versus privilege.
I think as an American, it should be a right. I think we take for granted. You know, we think about it. Education is a right. Public school, everyone says, if you're an American, well, public school, that's my right to go to public school or to send my child to public school. Why is it not also a right to have that same child insured?
Quite frankly, this right that they would give me to have health care, I don't want government health care because I've seen what people in other countries... People in other countries get prioritized on a list, and I think that is completely unfair. It's not what I want. When my family is sick, I want to be able to seek out the best care that is right for me and
for
my
everybody.
Family. I want to be able to look for a combination of Eastern and Western medicine. I don't want the government to be in charge of my health care.
All right, so let me throw this into
But then there should be a mix, like, you know, there should be a mix of public and private then, and a choice. And people who can't afford the private insurance, then they should at least
have a
viable option.
That exists. Well, that's Medi-Cal.
That's Medi-Cal. In California.
Oh, Medicaid.
I'm sorry,
no,
Medicaid. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Medi-Cal
Medicaid.
Here, but Medicaid across the country, that's Medicaid. And that
right, but with
already.
All the cuts being right, but with all the cuts being made to the program, there are people who are not going to have any insurance now, and the people who need it and can't afford it and can't go to a marketplace and say, I can pick and choose between plans A and B, but they can't afford that, so then they're just going to have nothing.
See, what
there
bothers me about this...
It's the middle class that gets this, really. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and what if I can afford, or if I'm going to be, if the government's going to pay for me to have really good health care, then I want, if it's a universal circumstance, I want everybody, no matter what their age, what their background, how much money they have, how smart they are, I want them all to get access. And that just isn't the reality. Maybe I'm naive. It's sort of, if we were to take it on a microcosm, the Veterans Administration, which has been scrutinized as well it ought to have been for being a colossal nightmare, on the backs of people who have given so much of themselves to help us in circumstances where we couldn't help ourselves. I thought it was interesting the president this week signed an order which will expand mental health services for veterans that are transitioning from active duty to civilian life. It's not sure. I guess under the circumstances, we don't quite know yet how the Department of Veterans Affairs is going to boost its available mental health services because
they're
already
so understaffed. Yeah,
right.
I don't know how they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, but the order
the theory
instructs
of it is great. It's,
yeah,
it's,
right.
It's needed. It's necessary. It's just I don't know how that's going to happen feasibly.
Mm-hmm. Got to have mental health care for at least a year after they leave the military.
Yep.
And so the VA says part of the expansion will be utilizing group sessions, peer community outreach, that sort of thing. But it has to be a recognition on both sides. You got to know that you got a problem, and it has to be recognized by people who can help you. And that's something I think that will be hard. Imagine 20 veterans a day are committing suicide. How talk about unacceptable.
Right.
20 veterans a day kill themselves.
And the more type of modern warfare that we engage in, the more that's going to increase. Mm-hmm. You know, with the PTSD and all these other traumatic brain injuries that our poor soldiers are coming back with, it's that unless we change the art of war, that's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. All right, food for thought here. It's 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like, right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the Pennsylvania Energy Infrastructure Alliance. Sound investments in Pennsylvania's energy resources move our economy forward. Recently, however, the Department of Environmental Protection suspended construction of Sunoco's Mariner East 2 pipeline, putting thousands out of work and halting a project that could add more than $9 billion into Pennsylvania's economy, including hundreds of millions in state tax revenue each year. Mariner East 2 has undergone unprecedented regulatory scrutiny, and it's being built with the most advanced safety technology out there, all to minimize environmental impact and ensure the safety of workers in all communities along the pipeline route. We need infrastructure projects like Mariner East 2. Harnessing Pennsylvania energy resources fuels our economy and creates jobs. Mariner East 2's construction is projected to add more than 50,000 jobs over the next 5 years alone. We urge DEP and Sunoco to work together quickly to get construction back on track and to get Pennsylvanians back to work. For more information, visit PAAllianceForEnergy.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There's a message for men listening to the program. If you have an embarrassing problem with ED and you're trying to figure out a way to fix the problem, but you found that the options were too expensive, may I suggest that you call this number? 800-601-0310. Information from Marley Generics about a special generic prescription treatment for ED that lowers your cost to about $2 a tablet from which you, if you're buying this stuff in the store, it's $40. So $2 is quite a savings and will substantially change your circumstance. So if you have ED and you want to fix it, call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. 10 before the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off. So you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thinker. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a smart thinker, and you're a smart thinker if you pay attention to his information, to his advice. It's part of a series that we have every week here, Good Day Health, and Dr. Ken with his podcast. Matter of fact, last podcast that was posted with Ken, there's a must-do list to avoid catching the flu that you may want to catch up on from Ken's perspective. Also on the podcast that's there now at gooddayhealthshow.com, you'll learn about the link between dementia and exercise. There's also news about prenatal vitamin usage and what you need to know about baby fat. I reveal my lemon water diet and how I have lost weight and continue to do that. You'll be happy when you see me, Ken, when I see you later. In the month, because I'm now a sharp and svelte dog. Not that I wasn't always, but I'm trying to go back to my boyish good looks, if you will. So, and you are too, with all the exercise you've done. You look the same as you did. You look marvelous. Well, back to your 30s. You're
Thank
about
you.
The same shape as you were in your 30s, right?
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Yes. Well, I've gotten that close, but it looks... It looks like things are okay. All right, let's get to, because Ken is a cardiologist, I always like to spend time on some of the things that are indicators. Ken, as you know, if you listen with any degree of regularity, takes a lot of information that comes from all of these weekly guides, the information from the health markers, all of the journals that publish results of research. So here's one that I find very intriguing. If you've got a lousy credit score, you could have problems with your heart. How does that correlate?
This comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, that imagine another strong, surprising predictor of illness. It's your financial health. There's a strong connection between a low credit score and a poor heart health. People who do not manage their financial health well do not manage their physical health either. Conversely, people with higher credit scores have healthier hearts.
Well, that's kind of a duh in a way, isn't it? Because of stress.
Really.
If you're not worried about money, then
there's
that stress on you.
Well, I think it's more that you just in general are responsible. You're doing the right things.
Really? So you think it's a, if I hear you correctly, it's a, the connection is to how you look at these things or any problem. You look at taking care of yourself, and that includes taking care of your health, taking care of your credit, taking care of your family. It's taking care. If you're a care, if you're careful about yourself, then you won't have problems with your heart.
Okay. Exactly. Just like you're paying attention to all the details of making sure all your payments are up to date, you're paying attention to making sure your health lifestyle is up to date. And yes, having less stress is important with regards to the financial issues, but I think it's even more the entire package.
Mm-hmm. There's an interesting thread in the TV show Ballers, I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, with Dwayne Johnson as the main character. And one of the things, the themes, the sort of sub-themes, is his fertility and whether or not he has fertility problems and whether it can be corrected or reversed or whatever it is. So I noticed that there's an interesting overview here about ibuprofen use and what that does to your the swimmers.
Exactly, Doug. And you're right on the mark, because these scientists were stimulated to do this study because there is a growing infertility problem in the country. And this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, looking for whether ibuprofen, is this common painkiller, is the cause. This is a common brand that includes Advil and Motrin and has been linked with a condition affecting male fertility problems. Ibuprofen is already known to increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes, Doug, if it's taken regularly in high doses for a long time. Ibuprofen has also already been linked with fertility problems in women taking the drug. Ibuprofen, it appears to affect the pituitary gland in the brain that's involved in production of the male hormone testosterone, as well as other processes linked to sperm production.
So what's the difference between having a fertility problem and having erectile dysfunction?
Well, erectile dysfunction is usually a circulatory problem.
Mm-hmm.
The plumbing to the male genital is not working properly. That's the usual problem. Whereas producing sperm is another issue.
All right. So there's two different, it's two very different problems.
Exactly.
But they both have the same consequence, and that is that you're not going to be able to have your partner get pregnant.
You got to get it all working properly to get her pregnant, but one is the vehicle to get it there, and the other is the production of the material.
All right. I like the way you put that. That makes good sense, in fact. 59 past the hour. It is the DJV.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.